like a rolling stone. Jobs slipped quietly into the back row of the auditorium to listen to Scully explain to the troops the new order of battle. There were a lot of sideways glances, but few people acknowledged him, and none came over to provide public displays of affection. He stared without blinking at Scully, who would remember Steve's look of contempt years later. "It's unyielding," Scully recalled, "like an X-ray boring inside your bones, down to where you're soft and destructibly mortal." For a moment, standing on stage while pretending not to notice Jobs, Scully thought back to a friendly trip they had taken a year earlier to Cambridge, Massachusetts, to visit Jobs's hero, Edwin Land. He had been dethroned from the company he created, Polaroid, and Jobs had said to Scully in disgust, "All he did was blow a lousy few million, and they took his company away from him." Now, Scully reflected, he was taking Jobs's company away from him. As Scully went over the organizational chart, he introduced Gasset as the new head of a combined Macintosh and Apple II product group. On the chart was a small box labeled Chairman, with no lines connecting to it, not to Scully or to anyone else.